Savior, upward, still upward, will follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King, in his beauty, happy, how happy our place at his side. Ah, beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Led in paths of light.
Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a brief deacons meeting directly following this service. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to answer the question, are their promises to the nation of Israel still to be fulfilled? At 5 o'clock this afternoon, missionary Dr. Dante Rabinas will be giving a report on the missionary effort on the Amazon River in Peru. Also, we'd like to call your attention to an insert in the bulletin. And concerning the Bethel Youth Concert, now that will come to pass on Saturday, July 24th. It's this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. And if you want to see the talents of our young people, you have now an opportunity, the musical talents, I should say, and that's 2 o'clock next Saturday. If you would, refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Continue our worship now with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Oh,
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 222, There Is a Fountain.
Standing for prayer, I just want to let you know that PG&E is doing the transferring power of the entire area into the underground, into the next post. When you leave this property is when the connection is going to be made, and so be very careful to drive, as they're going to leave you in a space for the car to drive. The rest, even the ground, will be under heavy power, and so they have to do it today. They said the lights of our church will be off from 12:30 to 12:45, and hopefully we get the new power for the bridge all installed. Also, I want to tell you with great joy that finally we found a job for Salvador. I want to give you a hand to Salvador. It was not by application. It was by the mercy of God that he was passing tracks in the East Ridge area, San Jose, that somebody saw his life change and give an opportunity. And we worked last week together with great joy. And we have one more day to work tomorrow into the clinics. And I will take him with me to two clinics and get all cleared up. And Tuesday morning, he will start there. And on Tuesday afternoon, I put him in a class to get his truck driver license. The company even offered that. So I feel like $1 million faster than this, all right? Heavenly Father, we rejoice when one of our children rejoice. We hurt when some of us are hurt. And I always believe the job of a pastor is somebody who put a shoulder low enough for somebody who is hurt to rest and to be lifted up. And in your mercy, you have granted unto me the joy to see our great boy that we have, Salvador, back into business, back into normality. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing, said Jesus, and it's true. And so we are grateful for your great power. Lord, we are grateful that you allow us to open the doors of this church, Bethel Baptist Church, to proclaim thy word, because thy word is the key to life, is the key to our success, is the key to understand ourselves and to understand God and to provide for us the way of everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for that. Lord, we pray today that as we share the word of God from Isaiah chapter 6, that the glory of God be seen, the patience and the mercy and the kindness of God be seen, and that the opportunity to serve you be seen by all of us, and that we will be people willing to do thy will so others can see the same God that we have. We thank you, Lord, for those people who have always helped our church. And we remember Donald Detwiller, who is sick and home. He is not out of the wood yet until August, the final surgery. But Father, thank you that he's home, and we pray that he may behave okay so that he may let the surgery heal by itself. Thank you, Father, for giving him the opportunity to stand again. Lord, we pray for Dante Rabines, our missionary, who was here in the Spanish class, and he has an appointment today, but he will be here at 4:30 on the 5 o'clock report on what you have done in his life and the mercy you have bestowed upon him through this sickness. We pray, Lord, for Henry's mother. She's in a critical condition, but Lord, we pray for Henry and for Tyann. We miss them badly, but Father, I know they are there doing a great work with their parents, and that is in response to the scripture, because if we do not take care of our own, how can we claim to be children of God? And so I thank you for Henry and for Tyann and for their effort to leave Mama in a good condition so that she can be under the recovery. Thank you, Father, for the doctor that they found in the Washington area. Lord, Alza Siafre lost his father. He flew in time to visit with him and talk to him, but he passed away in Pennsylvania. And we pray that as he shared his life with his sisters and with his mother, that he be able to communicate the gospel of the Lord Jesus. For Ann Peretto, who is a wonderful lady, always in bed and with problems. And Lord, we pray for Mildred Plica ahead of a surgery coming soon. And so, Father, we pray that you guide the doctors and that she will be restored without pain. Thank you, Lord, that you have hospitals and doctors here who study in order to help us to live a better life. Now, Lord, we have missionaries in our church, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila. Then the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here locally, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Thank you, Father, for the people that you allow us to support in their ministries and in different actions. Lord, we thank you that you bless our church richly. And we pray that as we fellowship today and as we share the word of the mighty God, we were able to see your glory and to see the opportunities you have given us to minister to others so other people too can see the glory of God. Bless us richly. Thank you for the support of our church. Thank you for the care that you give to every detail of our church, that we never, never in 28 years failed to pay the missionary salaries. And so, Father, thank you that the church is so faithful and that your people are so faithful. Bless them, bless the offering, and bless the giver. In Jesus, I thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 765. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Please stand now for the reading of God's words, Isaiah chapter 6, the entire chapter. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, as a teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Blessed is the word of the Lord. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures which reveal our sinful condition and how impossible it is to come into your holy presence. Nevertheless, we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace. We praise you and thank you for your marvelous grace in sending the Lord Jesus Christ to make this possible by paying the penalty for our sins and becoming our righteousness and sanctification and redeeming us from the curse of the law. Help us to strive to respond to this blessing of blessings by keeping his commandments. Lord, we love you. Thank you for first having loved us. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD the capacity to understand the greatness of your holiness and the greatness of your salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?